60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, but first,
sorry, buddy,
to start the day as a downer.
What's up, man?
You know, my bridge partners in the Rotary Club usually always refer to me as Mr. Positive. They're like, yeah. Oh, Mr. Positive is here again today. Well, you be careful, Ethel.
Uh-oh.
I'm coming for you this Saturday.
Uh-oh.
Bridge Club. Uh-oh. Yep. Gets heated, huh?
Yeah, put anyway, those dentures in.
You know what? I work with you guys a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, every day.
Typically every Monday through Friday. I don't know if you guys know this, but yeah. I work with you a lot.
Even sometimes more than Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Weekend events.
And there is that old cliche in radio that you see your coworkers more than you actually see your family, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't even have a family, so.
Yes, you do. What are you?
Not really. Yeah.
So it's bad for me. You know, I've got no family and no friends that I really see very often. So
you got us, buddy.
So I got you guys. And some of the conversations we have are the same conversations that we go through over and over every single day.
Like what?
It's always like, hey, guys, you know, I'll walk in. I'll say, hey, guys, how you doing this morning? And one of you eventually will go like, wow, your hair looks great today.
That's never once happened.
I mean, and I don't think you ever are the first to ask how anyone is doing.
Man.
Ever. Yeah. He's like, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
And so there's a few things that I think we need to ban from our conversations going forward.
Okay. This is going to be cute.
No longer allowed to be on the show. The hair thing. That can stay because that never gets old.
Okay.
And I'm always shocked when you guys give me those compliments. It's really nice.
Maybe I've once told you your hair is nice.
Maybe.
Well, there are a few things that I'm going to throw in that should be banned from conversations because just don't want to hear them anymore.
Okay.
The whole
argument,
pineapple on pizza, no more.
What?
You know, it's weird when you come up with rules about conversations and stuff that you don't have loving family and friends you see all the time.
We have all heard your opinions on pineapple and pizza. We know where you stand.
Okay.
So no more. And also referring to me as a celebrity, no more.
No one has done that.
No more. I mean, sick of hearing it.
You do that to yourself.
No, you like literally you're the only one that does it.
I think we all know that I've ascended to the next level.
Of what?
And
of
everybody.
Of douchebaggery at this point? What are you talking about?
Everybody refers to me now as your highness.
No.
Remember, I don't have family that I talk to and I don't see my friends very often. So basically, okay. I've been referring to myself as your highness lately, and I think that's what we should go with, okay?
Okay.
I can get behind Heine. That's all I can do for you.
That's fine, too.
Okay.
I do a little legwork and squat, so it's pretty tight. And something that will never be banned from the show, though, shocking each other every morning. It's time for the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. But Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
I got your highness, Jubal.
Wow, thanks.
Wow. Jose, blaming you for a lot of this.
I need to take the time to write on the names in there, your highness, too.
Yeah, it says Jubal on the things.
All right, I'm putting on the shock collar while I do that. Jeff, please read your highness the shock collar question.
Every year since 1998, the National Toy Hall of Fame recognizes famous toys and games that have been popular with children for many years. Normally, the playthings that get voted in are famous products that were made by toy manufacturers. For example, this year, the board game Clue and Wiffle Balls were selected. But occasionally, they will recognize an object that children like to play with that's not made by a toy company. For example, in 2008, they voted in the stick. In 2011, they recognized blankets because children use them to build forts.
Oh, yeah.
And this year, the National Toy Hall of Fame voted in another play item that's not made by a toy company. What was it?
Oh, man.
Whoa. God, he was never a child. This is such a hard
question.
This
is like the worst question for me.
Can I help you?
Yes, please. I was going to ask you guys for help.
Yeah.
Something that every child loves, bubble wrap.
Oh, bubble wrap is awesome.
But that's manufactured by somebody.
It's not a toy company.
It's not a toy company.
Got it.
Bubble wrap is, you know what?
Super fun.
I feel like, because we go over the list from time to time of the toys that are on there that are going to be inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame, and bubble wrap has been there before.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got another idea for you. Cardboard boxes.
I was thinking that because same with building forts. You get the big like refrigerator boxes. You keep it. You play with it for.
What about ever. Abandoned refrigerators?
Yeah, not
no,
those.
No, not the refrigerator. No.
I used to have a lot of fun playing in those when I was a kid.
No, not that. No rusty nails. Okay.
That was me next.
Yeah.
If the stick made it on the list, you know what else would have to make it is. Just like a rock, like skipping rocks was like one of the things that me and my friends did.
It's, it's not a bad idea,
but
Jose.
You only skip rocks, like you don't like play rock tag or anything else with them.
No, we did.
No,
rock tag.
No.
I'm not even joking about that. Yeah, we just throw rocks at each other.
No.
What about? I got another idea. What about just your average garden hose? Like spraying each other down.
Yeah,
or,
summertime.
Or
yeah.
Pots and pans. My kids love to play like music with pots and pans.
Oh man, that sounds peaceful.
Yeah. It's not.
It sounds lovely.
I'm going to go with bubble wrap because I know it's been there before.
Maybe I was like a nominee.
I think we were all outraged because it didn't make it on, but.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm going to go with bubble wrap.
Occasionally, the National Toy Hall of Fame recognizes an item that was not made by a toy company, but children still use their creativity to play with it. For example, 2008, the stick was voted in. 2011, the blanket was recognized. And this year, they voted in a toy that millions of children have played with over the decades. It starts out as a simple piece of paper, but after you carefully fold it, it can be transformed into a toy paper airplane.
Paper planes.
Man,
yeah.
I was terrible at making paper planes. I was so jealous of those kids that could do really good ones.
Yeah,
I was pretty badass at it.
Yeah. Mine would just go straight to my feet.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Sad.
Yeah, it's really sad.
It's just kind of like a metaphor for your childhood.
Really? Absolutely. Actually, it was. All right, I got it wrong. And I got the lyrics of Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. So here, Jose, here's the remote for the shot caller. And I'll sing that. All right, shot caller's on. Here we go. Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? You bow!
Moving 92.5 is...